Okay, so we're up to in Gemara Beya on Tes Beis, we're up to the Mishnah, okay? See the Mishnah? Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this, what happens? Zimen Shchoirim Umatza Leveinim. He goes before Yontev and he says, these black ones. He has black and white pigeons, so he says the black ones. That's what he prepared for the meal that he's going to shecht on Yontif. But then, umotzo levenim. It turns out, he comes back and he wants to take, there's no black ones, there's white ones. And now, he found black ones. He found white ones. He prepared the black ones. But Rashi says, when he prepared the black ones, Zimen Shchoirim, V'lahoyo Shom Oy. There was nothing else. The only thing in the nest was black ones. If there were black ones and white ones, and then he just finds the white ones, not a problem, because that's what he prepared. In other words, that Rashi says there were only the black ones over there, but and then the next day when he comes in to actually take them, he finds they're all white, so there's no black ones in there. In other words, I'm not understanding what I'm sort of kvetching over here. What do we care if there were black ones and white ones? But he only took the black ones, right? He said, I want to take the black ones.
Last week, that if he specifies these birds, I think what it sounds like is saying he specified the black birds, but the next day there were no blackbirds. Does that mean he can't take? Is it Boer?
He can only take the ones that he prepared. But if he comes the next day and he prepared, let's see the end of the Rashi. Ulamachar motze hakol levenim, and then the next day he finds everything is white. There's no black. Vaday hamizumonim hol chulahem. So, for sure, we know those who he prepared are gone. Ve'ilu acherim, da'asu lahum alma l'shevach. And the ones that you found now, the levenim, are not the ones you prepared yesterday. It's not like magic. The black ones turned to white ones. These are not the same ones. And the Gemara is going to say this is an obvious halacha. But what I'm not understanding is, why does Rashi have to say that there were no others there? Let's say there were black and white, and he only prepared the black ones. If he doesn't find the black ones, and he finds only white, he still is not allowed to. He's not allowed to use them because the black ones are not there anymore. He only prepared black ones. So why do we care that there was others there? If he prepares a certain black ones, that's what he wants to use, and he does not want to use the white ones, why do we care? Why does Rashi have to say there were no others there? He prepared the black ones, and then when he comes, the black ones that he prepared, they're not there. So then we know that those who prepared are gone, and these are others that come from elsewhere to the Shoivach. And let's say, because we'll see. I think we'll see in the Gemara, because if there were black and white, and and if they were black and white, and even if he prepared just the black, So then we can't say, then we're not going to say they came from elsewhere. We're going to say they were the ones that were here, but it didn't prepare them. But it would be like obvious, you know, if the ones you prepared are not there. Okay, let's wait in the Gemara, we'll see. I was kvetching over here. The same thing is Shnayim Amotzer Shloisha. If he prepared two, not the same color, but he prepared two and he finds three. Now, he doesn't know Ve'enei Makir Es HaMuchonim, and he does not recognize which one he prepared. So, Kulam Asurim, they're all Asur, because we're not sure which one came here. Now, what is on the other case? Same thing is Levenim, same thing, but if you prepare the black ones in Motzer Shchedim, so we're saying those that he prepared are not here anymore, and these are others. What else is there to say? But we'll see in the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Motzer Shloshim, the same thing is, if he prepared two and he finds three, Asurim. They're all Asur, as the Gemara will explain, because one of them came from elsewhere and he wasn't prepared. And since we don't know which one it is, they're all Asur, as Rashi said before. Now, what happens? Shloisha Umotzo Shnai. He prepared three and he finds two. Okay, then it's obvious in this case as well. That should be okay, because why? So he prepared, there were three, and now he finds one. So it's one of them left, and these two were the ones that were prepared. Rashi, Shloisha Umotzo Shnayim Mutorim, if there were three, prepared three. And then he goes and he finds two, they're permissible. Because we're going to say, Echod Holach. One of them left. Vashnayim Nisharu, and the two were left. One of them left them, and were left over with two. What's the Chiddush? Okay, of course, you prepared three, the other one is gone. So Rashi explains, V'lo yamrinon, Hoyil ve'echot holach kein hochu kulam. We don't say, since one of them left, they must have all left. And the ones ve'elu acherimim. So there could be an idea to say that the one that came now or others, not the ones that were here before. Because if somebody left, maybe they all left. Therefore, we say that we don't say that, and we say that the two that were there in the beginning are still there, and one left. What happens? He prepared them b'soichai kein. So you have inside of the actually nest, and then they go outside. There's like a platform on the outside where they go out and they go back. Umotzo lifnei hakan. But he finds them in front of the kein. So the number is the same, but it's instead of being in the inside where he prepared them, he finds them in the front of the kein. So it's asurim, they're also. Now Rashi explains, so why doesn't he take the ones that are inside the kein? That's the one he prepared. So Rashi Pasha explains, practically speaking, Zimen b'techa kein umotzo lifnei kein, he prepared it inside of the kein. And then he finds it in front of the kein. U'b'techa kein le'motzo klum, and inside of the kein he doesn't find any hare'elu asurim. So then these are prohibited. We're not going to say that these come, we're not going to say that these come from the inside. The Gemara will explain. Why are they also, why don't we say they went from the inside? There's nothing inside. And now they're all outside. So why don't we say these are the ones from the inside that came to the outside? The Gemara will explain. Ve'im ein shom Elohein. Hare'elu mutarim. If there is only them, meaning that the same number that was there, like there's no other birds around, there's nothing, there's no other nests around, only the ones that he prepared. Here we're thinking maybe they're coming from elsewhere, maybe that's not, but if the only birds that are around are this from this nest, then it's mutter, then we're going to say they come from the inside. If you think that it may come from the outside, then not. But if they're the only ones there, then they're mutter. Okay, let's see in the Gemara, we'll see more of the Svaras.
Fred, the Gemara, should be a bit of a process. You know, like when the baby's born, they put a thread around the arm. You know,
like by Bikurim.
Yeah, or something like that. Like if you just count the arm, like the blackbirds and white birds, you know, I think the Mishnah seems to be saying that there could always be a death.
Okay, let's see what the Gemara says over here. Freddy Gemara Pshita. This is obvious. Which means the first two cases, if you prepare black ones, you find white, and you prepare white and you find black, or you prepare two and you find three, it's obvious that it's not these cases. So what's the Chiddush over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi says, what we're really dealing with is kigoin shezimen shchoidim ulevenim. He actually prepared black and white, both of them. Now the black ones, Rashi says, shezimen shchoidim ulevenim, b'shnei kanim, they're two separate nests. B'chol hakanim. Muvdolim b'mechitzes v'aliyas. The kanim are separated. There is walls and there's also upper floors. Those are the shoivach has different compartments to it. It has different stories to it. Kiderech kol shoivchim. This is the nature of all of these nests. Asuyin aliyas harbe. They're made many. Upper levels, there's a lot of upper levels that goes up. V'chol aliyah, in every level, yesh b'mechitzes harbe, there are a lot of partitions. So the different nests go take, the different birds go in the different nests. So you had one nest that had one compartment that had black ones and one had white ones. And what happened over here is v'hishkim u'motzah shchoidim b'mokoyim levenim u'levenim b'mokom shchoidim. In the morning, you get up and you find the black ones are the place where the white ones were, and the white ones are in the place where the black ones were. So Rashi explains hishkimu motzachulu, but how could we say that? How do we fit in this interpretation in the Mishnah? So Rashi explains. This is what he's saying. Zim and shchoidim bekav zeh. Umotzaloi by Levenim, Ulevenim Zimen Bishenim, Umotzbe Shchoirim. So this whole Mishnah is read together. Zimen Shchoirim in this compartment, and he finds their white ones. And in the other one, he prepared the white ones, and he finds the black ones in there. They switched around. He wanted to take both, but when he comes to take them, he sees that they're mixed up, the different nests. So what's the chiddush over here? So ma'u de teimo. So you might think in this case, hani inhu nini. These are the same. These are the ones, the same. These are the same birds that he prepared. But v'sapuchi sapuch. They just swapped around. It's the same bird. The black went to the white went to the black. Kamash Malon. So the Mishnah says, no, it's Osir. We're not going to say. We're going to say, Hanuch Ozdul Almo. These that were there left. These are other ones. These came to the black ones. Where the white ones were before the black ones came, and where the black ones were the white one came. And we're not going to say Sapucha comes happen. And maybe this is what Rashi is saying before, that there was based on the because the izupukim is hapir can only work if this was black and white. So the svara is, let's say that these were the same birds; they just switched places where they live. So that means there wasn't any other birds. That's lachedo. Why we say that? Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out whether we can learn from our Mishnah something which is a machlokes in the Gemara. In other words, here when the Gemara says Betoicha Khan, he prepared inside of the Khan, and he finds them on the outside, right? Of the Khan. What did the Mishnah say? Besecha Khan umotz lifnei Khan asurim, they're prohibited. So let's think for a second. So what's the issue, the Gemara thinks now? The issue is here, the birds that are in the cane is what we call koriv. They're close. Now, the majority of birds are not in the nest. So when we have a conflict between saying, well, this is close, perhaps that's where the answer is because the one's close. But on the other hand, we have a majority, the many, we have a rabbim that tells us another case, the other factor. Which of the factor overrides which? Being close or being the majority? Over here, the nest, the birds, we find them where? We find them on the in front of the cane. So close to them are the birds in the cane, but the majority are not the birds in the cane. Those are the majority are from the world, all that come flying around. But since we say that it's osur, that means that majority overrides closeness. Why do you say that these birds are not from the nest, they're not from the cane? Because the majority will override, even though these are closer. So if we should say closer, should say. So this will be a support, the Gemara says, lema, shall we say, mesayile l'Rabbi Chanina, that this should be a support to Rabbi Chanina. And the Rabbi Chanina is b'Baba Basra b'lo Yachper. This is in the Gemara, Baba Basra, in the chapter l'Yachper. What does it say over there? The Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says over there, Roiv v'koriv. You have a majority, and you have something which is close. What do we go by? Rashi. Im bo maisa lefoneinu. If something came before us, there is a case that came before us. Now, yesh litloisei bedover hakoriv loy lahatir oy laser. And you could hinge it and say, well, it's close to that, to the other item. Either it's going to make you permit it or prohibit you, but the determining factor would be then whatever it's close to. If it's close to one, that should be telling you whether it's permissible or it's prohibited. That's one idea. But the yesh litloisei acher haroiv, Linyan Acher, then the we can hinge it and we say this case that came before us, no, let's go after the majority, which would be different than the conclusion would be from the Dover HaKorev.
Can you explain the Korev thing again?
Korev means something which is close by. In this Rashi doesn't give you an example, but by the cane we have the example. The ledge of the cane is right closer to the cane. So one thing will tell you, let's go by the closeness. But then on the other thing, if you go by majority don't belong to this cane. So for another aspect, we can go by the majority to tell you something different. So then we say, chaloif ha-korif and holich ha-chararif. So swap over the closeness, go over, don't, and go by majority. The majority overrides. So therefore, this is what Rabbi Chanina says. So Masnisi Nami Yochi Omar. And our Mishnah is actually saying the same thing. The iko limaselinhu lahanach shechoyrim ba'oisom shohoyu esmoil bekein shebitzidai. We can hinge and say and hanging on these black ones that were there yesterday on the nest which was on his side. V'chein ha-levenim, and also the white ones, v'loimar nepchu, and let us say, we're talking about when they swap, I said about the ledge, but over here also, this is the first case in which I erroneously said about the second case, but this isn't the first case. You can say they swapped, but these are all close, the birds here, the black ones and the white ones. You said that maybe they swapped. So you could say that these black ones that were here yesterday in the cane that was next to it, and the levenim, and to say nepchu. And we can say that they switched around. We don't do that. We say, no, they didn't come. It's not from these birds that were here yesterday, but they come from the general. That's something that come. Most birds that come fly outside. So we're not going to say, because the logic over here seems like, according to the Gemara understanding now, is that this is considered to be close, so we should logically go by close and say, so why would we say it comes from far? We should say here, and there were the black here and the white here, they swapped, but we don't say that. That means we say, no, we go majority boys, birds were not here, so we're not going to go with it. So he says that Rav Karev, he says, Rav Karev, go after the Rav. So, basically, our Mishnah supports the case of Rabbi Chanina. That's what the Gemara is asking. Zog the Gemara, no. Shall we say that? The Gemara says, no. Kedomer Abaye, lekamon. Abaye says later on. Later on, the cases over there, as we'll learn, I'm not sure, we'll learn further on Omid Beis. Actually, a Yudal from Adalf. He's saying that we're talking about Bedaf. We're talking about a ledge over here. Rashi, Bedaf. Siyesh daf lifnei hashevech boilet. There is a ledge in front of the nest that protrudes. It protrudes and goes out. Mimenu. V'shom boyim v'yoshvim yoinim da'alma alma. And over there come and sit pigeons from all over the world. They don't belong to this cane. Todir, all the time. Why do the pigeons sit there waiting? Sheyireim lekones lekain. They are afraid to go into the nest. Nibnei she'oisen shebikain migarshim es kol habo eleim. Because those who are in the nest, they chase away anybody who comes there. So ukshayotzim mishevich, and when the regular those who belong in there, when they leave, elu nichnosim, these go in. They're waiting for them. So the bottom line is, there's a lot of pigeons over there. Hilkach chayshinon. Therefore, what we worry, the suspicion is, shemo min hadaf bo lekanin. Maybe it's from those ledges that they came to the nest. Hilkach asurim, and that's why it's prohibited. The havel le kulu krovim. Shebedaf. Because all of those that are on the ledge are craving. They were all there. The Shafkon. Shebekan, I'm sorry. I said that. Shebedaf, Shebekan. So they're all craving, both that are on the ledge and that's in the Khan. So there's no Karev versus. They're all karev. There's a lot of pigeons here also. It's not just because the Rav overrides the karev. Hilkach zilba saruba, go by Rub. So just like he says over there, bedaf, hachinami bedaf, here too, is also by adaf. And therefore, there's no issue of raven karev. Okay. Now the next piece of the Gemara, shnayim, he prepared two. There's a third one there, Asur. Why is it Asur? Says Manav Shachul. He explains the Mishnah. Rashi says Manav Shachul. Pirusha de Maslisini. It's not a question, it's an explanation of the Mishnah. Sometimes Manav Shachul starts off a question. In this case, it's explaining the Mishnah. But Pirusha Maslisini. Kulaymar. Lahochi Asurim. The mana shach lahatiram. Because how are you able to permit them? There's no way to permit them. Either way, you can't permit them. I achrinin inu. If there are others, all three are others. You only had two there. Now you have three. If all three came together. So then there are others, so then it's obviously you can't use them. But even these are the same that were there, but you have a third one, there's one that is mixed in. So you don't know which one it is, so you can't use it either way. So that's why if you prepare two and you find three, you can't use it. What happens? Shloisho motzo shnayim. Mutarim. If you prepare three and then you only find two when you come to take them, it's permissible. Frag di Gemara, my time. What's the reason? And the Gemara says, well, if there was three and there's only two now, one of them left and these two were left from before. Hani inhu ninhu. These are the ones that were there in the beginning, these two. V'chad minayu ozel le'alma. One of them left, and that's it. That's why there's only two. So no problem, we prepare them. And this idea that we say that we assume that this is what you left. It's not like they all left together. The other idea would be, you could say that if you found three, if you prepared three and you only found two, listen, the whole group, they went as a group, and now there's only two, so that means that it's not that group, it's a whole new group. You can say something like that. And the Gemara is going to bring two opinions about this. Lema masnisin Rebbe v'le Rabbono. The Gemara says, who would say this argument would be Rebbe, which is problematic, because the Halacha is like the Rabbono, and this Mishnah seems to follow the opinion of Rebbe that the Gemara is going to bring down in a Braisa. Lema masnisin Rebbe, Zoktrashi, hom masnisin stomahi. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And when we have a Stam Mishnah, it means that this is the Halacha. Halacha is Stam Mishnah. But the problem is, but Vanan Kaimalon, why would Rebbe rule like himself against the Chachomim? Because we know the Halacha is Halacha ke Rebbe mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rov. If Rebbe is disagreeing with one Tana, then the Halacha is like Rebbe. But if he's disagreeing with the Rabbanon, with the plural, then the Halacha is like the Rabbanon. So we have a problem. Shall we say the Mishnah will go like Rebbe, not the Rabbanon? Why? How so? So first the Gemara brings down the Braisa, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Hiniyach mona. The person has to bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it over there. But if it's too much, the Torah gives him an option to exchange it for money, and then he can take the money up with him to Yerushalayim. So you put away that money, it can't be used for anything else. It has to be brought up Yerushalayim, and he has to buy the food in Yerushalayim. So he placed it in a box. He put down 100 Maaser Sheni. From the money of Maaser Sheni in a box. And then he finds 200. So the 100 that was there before, we say that's the Maaser that he put there. And the other 100 is chulin, is other. So we say, chulin no ma'aser sheni murovim zebazeh. You have 100 of chulin, and since you have another 100 now, that's, you know, you have ma'aser sheni and chulin murovim zebazeh. Chulin no ma'aser sheni murovim zebazeh. Ha'echad chulin. Any days, we don't know. So what do we do in this case? V'noitel ha'yofesh abahem. So you take the nicer one of them, and you say, "Im shall meiser, if it's meiser, the nicer one." I don't know what it means, nicer one, better money. I don't know. Better money apparently. Im chulon chulin he, and if the one that I'm holding is chulin, te chavarto mechulel osaleo. So let the other 100 be resting on this, so that he has 100, because he has a mixture. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. But Chomim Meim Chomim said, no, Hakel Chulin. Hakel Chulin. Zokt Rashi, what does it mean? No, this is not the same 100 I loved before. Rashi explains. Hoyil v'lei motzo k'moshe niach, since he did not found, like he put down 100, and now he finds 200. Then we are going to hang this to be lenient and say that notal esorishim v'nicha b'mokim achar. He must have taken the first one and placed it elsewhere. This is not the same. He left 100 here, so this just didn't put it in. He took the first one and placed it elsewhere. V'niach shuv es elu. And then he bring this one. Veshokach, and he forgot. So this entire 200 is chulin. They are not Maaser Sheni in there. And the Maaser Sheni must have taken away. Why? Shein odem maniach mois chulin maaser maiz biachat. The person doesn't put chulin money and maaser together. So why would he be putting it over there? So we have to say that the money that is there is Maaser Sheni. He must have said it is chulin. And he must have moved it. What happens?
You can find the original.
You can't find it, but these money you can eat. I mean, you can use this money. You don't have to exchange it. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. When you find it, you'll find it. Iniach mosayim amotzamone. If he put down 200 and he finds 100, right? That's like 3 and finding 2 in our case. So he put down 200. Inech Mosai Motzimone. Mone Munach Umone Mutal. So we're saying one money is stayed from before and one money was taken. Mona Mutal, Vinisharach Monim and Maisa. That was left over in the Maisa. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe's been. Chachamim Memrim, Chachamim disagree, and they say, Hakol Chulin, it's all Chulin. Ho yil veloi ha'elohu l'Yerushalayim. Since he didn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, because he took 200, now he had 200 to bring up to Yerushalayim, but he didn't bring up anything to Yerushalayim. So lo yifridim ze mizeh, he would not separate him. He wouldn't take away from that. Ushneim notlom v'nichem b'mokam achar. He must have taken them both and placed them elsewhere. V'zeh chulin hu sheniach haloim achar kei v'shokach. This is chulin that he posts later on. We're not going to say that this is from before. So you see that what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say that we don't say that was left here before is what's here. We say that this is something else. The one that he produced before. So why don't we say the same thing about the birds over here? But he says by the birds, he rules that what you have here left is from before. That was here from before. But according to the Chachamim, that doesn't work. Chachamim say, no. It's all gone. And the Gemara will answer that. But as we're out of time, we'll leave it for here for the next time. Okay?
Okay. I'm sorry.